Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. I would like to personally invite you to our fifth annual Court and Custody Conference, Thursday, March 17th, hosted at River of Life in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Special guest speakers and representatives from Department of Child Safety, family law attorneys, and Division of Child Support Services. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Topics include how to find the right attorney, divorce and separation, child support and visitation, modification of child support, and much, much more. Don't miss this powerful day, Thursday, March 17th. Log on to fathermatters.org.
This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported in all Father Matters programs and services, are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Now, this is one of the type of shows I really love talking about. This is going to be a version of Man Talk here. I have my special guest, Pastor Stuart Smith, pastor of Higher Praise Church in Glendale, Arizona. And he's here to talk about a conference that's coming up March 4th for men. And I'm excited to hear about it. I'm excited to conversate with you. Pastor Stuart, welcome to the Father Matters Show, my man.
Hey, Vance, it's totally a privilege and an honor to be here, man. I appreciate what you do in the community. And I am truly just humbled to be here today. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely, man. A couple of weeks ago, we had breakfast.
Absolutely. And you bought that day.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
You know how to make a first impression.
How about that? We had Brother Michael Grimm down there. And who did he bring with him?
He brought Tyler Sutton. Tyler. They're from Man in the Mirror.
Michael,
Patrick Farley.
Yeah, and Michael was on the show a couple months ago. You can log on to blogtalkradio.com or soundcloud.com to catch that show. But that was a powerful, powerful breakfast, brother. And I told you, I said, stop, man. We got to get you on the show. I want to hear more about this conference. I want to do whatever I can to help put the word out. And you're here to talk about the March Through the Madness. But before we even get into that, share a little bit about Higher Praise Church.
Wow, man. Higher Praise Church is an outreach church. We are 3 years old. Our very first service was in August 5th of 2012. And we had come from a church called Phoenix First Assembly under Pastor Tommy Barnett, great man of God.
Yes.
He truly has a heart for people. So we pretty much learned the whole almost 8 years that we were there. Mm-hmm. So when we started out, we told people we were like Phoenix First Junior on the west side. And our very first service was a back-to-school outreach where we did backpack and school supplies for about 1,000 kids and just loved on a community. So our very first service, we actually had to do three services because we couldn't get everybody in. So for me, starting out as a young pastor, man, that was a yeoman's work that had to be done that day. But thank God for his presence that day, and people gave their heart to the Lord. It was so amazing.
And it's not in Glendale. Where's the church?
It is in Glendale.
The church is in Glendale.
Yeah, we've always been in Glendale.
That's right. And what is your service times?
Service times are Sunday at 11 a.m., uh-huh. And then on Thursday evening, there's a women's curriculum that my wife, Pastor Renee Smith, does for the women.
Yeah.
And we'll soon be starting a men's curriculum for the men on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. as well.
Now, and you're not from Arizona. Where are you from, man?
No, man. I'm an East Coast kind of guy. I'm from New Jersey. I'm just like you. You from B-more, Baltimore. So we know something about the East Coast.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ended up out here. I went to college at Tennessee State in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And my very first job out of college was here in Phoenix for a company called Digital Equipment. At the time, back in 1982, they were the number two computer manufacturer in the world. They're no longer around. Mm-hmm. But that's how I ended up in Arizona, and I've been here now for 33 years.
Ooh.
So I've been here longer than any place else.
Yeah, you're definitely home.
Yeah, this is my new hometown.
Yes, but look, Without any further ado, man, I want to talk about this powerful, powerful conference that you're putting together. You got Pastor Reginald Steele coming through, Pastor Tom Muffet. Did I
Muffet,
say
it? That's correct. You know,
you're going to be speaking. And this is, sponsored, presented by First Step Men's Movement?
Right. First Step Men's Movement is a movement. It's a men's ministry, but it's more of a movement. Our theme scripture is James 4:8, which says, James says, if you draw nigh to God, if we make that first initial step, then he'll draw nigh to us. Mm-hmm. So that's been our scripture. And man, we're an outreach ministry as well. We'll do food in the community on Saturdays. We'll get loaded up with food from Fries, and we'll go. And our thing is, we knock on doors in the projects and ask, is the man of the house at home? Now, one time I knocked on the door, and this African-American lady came to the door and said, honey, I'm the man and the woman of the house. I said, well, I ain't messing with you, sis. I'm
going,
you know, but and that's what you find a lot. There's a lot of single parent homes that ladies are having to step up and be both the man and the woman of the house.
Absolutely. And that's why leading up to that, I want to hear about this March Through the Madness conference, helping men conquer life's challenges. This is a men's summit coming up Friday, March 4th and Saturday, March 5th. Share a little bit about this conference.
Wow. You know, I've always been heavily involved in men's ministry and seeing men do life the right way. First, if they honor God, live for God, mm-hmm. if they love their wives, don't cheat on their wives, if they raise their sons and daughter the right way, you know, because it's so easy to not live for God. You know, in a world that we live in that's becoming more and more anti-Christ, it's very easy for men not to even bother going to church. There's a book out called Why Men Hate Going to Church, mm-hmm. a very strong book. So what we did is said, hey, let's put together a men's conference that will attract men who don't go to church. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we have the different sporting events to attract guys that don't go to church. And a friend of mine, in October, I was at a men's conference here locally at Pilgrim Rest Church, and Paul Cole was there and spoke. And this friend of mine said, hey, you should do a men's conference. And it had been something that was on my mind for a while. And I said, okay, God, I guess now's the time. So we just started calling out the various resources and yourself as well. Mm-hmm. And we want this to be a great day where there's a lot of resources for men that have problems fathering, child custody. We're going to have some of the colleges there. We're going to have other ministries there as well. We want to cover every aspect, everything that challenges men in life. We want there to be a resource that can help a man. We're going to have financial planners, counselors there. We just want to be a full service resource those 2 days.
And it's open to everybody. You got to be in the church. Is it a,
no, is it a church thing?
No.
This is not a church thing. And that's why we're doing the various sporting events to attract guys that aren't in church. Because if it was just a church thing, I mean, I wouldn't be interested in doing something. That to me it would be boring. You know, to reach men, you got to get right where men are.
Yeah. Where's this going to be, Pastor Stewart?
It will be held at Challenger School, which is 6905 West Maryland Avenue, Glendale, Arizona, 85303.
I'm looking at the flyer. You got the man factor also involved with this. Tell us a little bit about some of the speakers. I know Pastor Reginald Steele. I don't know him personally. I've heard him. I see him on TV.
Right, sure.
Powerful man of God. Look, excited to meet the brother.
Oh, yeah.
Share a little bit. How'd you get the speakers? Who's speaking? Where are they from? What's going on?
Okay, well, Pastor Reginald Steele has been a friend of mine for a few years. He runs, pastors a great church, him and his wife, Pastor Kelly Steele.
And the name of that church is?
Is Kingdom in the Valley.
Yes.
They're located up on 19th Avenue and Cactus. I had a chance to spend some time with him last night. They did their first Monday, what they call Man Cave Monday, where men come out and just talk about men's stuff. You know, he ministers to us. Last night he spoke a lot about David. So as I said, I've known him for a while, and he was, I think, the first pastor I called and said, hey, here's what I'm doing. I want you to be a part of. He's like, sure, man, however I can help. So he's a very humble brother.
Yes.
Has a strategic, very special ministry to men. So I'm glad that he's a part of it. Over at their church, they have something called Iron Sharpens Iron. Mm-hmm. And then he does a men's ministry called Momentum. So he's going to come out, bring a number of guys from his church.
Yeah.
It's going to be an exciting, fun day. And then, of course, my friend Tom Moffitt,
yes.
who's over at City of Grace Church. Now, Tom was a quarterback in the NFL, played for the Miami Dolphins. And the only problem was there was a guy ahead of him, number 13, back in the day, who was Dan Marino.
Uh-huh.
So my buddy Tom, hopefully he's not listening, he got to hold the clipboard a lot
uh-huh.
on the sideline and send the signs in for Dan Marino. But great guy. Also has a powerful, powerful ministry to men. I tell you what, those 2 days are going to be God blessed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about me. You know, I don't have that type of ego where I need to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've invited other men of God to share, to help carry that burden. And at the end of the day, the biggest thing that we want to do is see men come to Christ.
Yes.
You know, and so we're including other churches. So if a guy comes from the East Valley, we have a number of churches we can plug them into in the East Valley. If they come from the West Valley or for Surprise or Goodyear, there's churches that they can connect to.
Is it a cost to attend the conference?
Sure. The cost is between $15 and $17. The reason I say between $15 and $17, if you pay us directly or at the door, it's $15. If you go through Eventbrite.com, you can find March Through the Madness on there.
Okay.
Eventbrite will charge, like, I believe it's $1.82 service fee.
So they can register online right now.
Online,
and,
right
and,
now.
And
as
what's
we
the
speak.
Website?
It's Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.
Okay.
.com and just look for March Through the Madness. You go on there, use your debit credit card, and again, they charge like a $1.82 fee, so it ends up being $16.82 or something
sure.
like that.
And if they got questions right now, where can they call?
The number they can call is 623-435-2000, 623-435-2000.
Now, the men's roundtable discussion, unpack that a little bit.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to pick up various things, that topics that concern men. For instance, blended families.
Mm.
You know, I believe right now blended families are becoming the norm because the divorce rate is so high in our country. It's about 50%. And it's not just in the secular world, but it's that high as well in the church.
Mm.
You know, something's happening that couples, you have two believers that call it quits after 20 years or so. And I think what happens, people, once they stop reflecting God, you know, when you're in a marriage and you reflect God and you reflect God's love, there's no way you're going to break up your marriage. So as long as both people are reflecting God, you know, the Bible says, John 3:16, God so loved the world. He so loved the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're supposed to do, is show that love of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, by this, men will know that you're my disciples if you love one another.
Man, that's powerful. And what I want to do after this commercial break, I don't even want to ask the question now because we got to go into a commercial.
Okay.
I want to really start unzipping some hearts because we got some men that are just really struggling.
Amen.
And this is what we're really going to do. So you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Pastor Stuart Smith from Higher Praise Church. We'll hear more from Pastor Stuart after this. Father Matters presents Boot Camp for New Dads. Come learn the basics of infant care and dad's important role in a baby's life. For more information about the Father Matters Boot Camp for New Dads, visit fathermatters.org. Topics include father's health before and after birth, postpartum care, supporting mom's needs after birth, and much, much more. Boot Camp for New Dads. For more information, visit fathermatters.org. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Hey, listen, mark your calendar for March 17th for our 5th annual Court and Custody Conference. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com. Or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at SoundCloud.com. If you missed the top of the show a little bit, we're talking with Pastor Stuart Smith, and we're talking about his conference that's coming up March 4th and 5th. It's a Friday and Saturday 2-day conference, $15 to $17 to attend. It's called March Through the Madness, and this is presented by First Step Men's Movement. We was just talking about the roundtable discussion. You're gonna have slam dunk contests, basketball tournaments, flag what's that? Is that flag football?
Yes, sir.
Physical fitness. So right now we got Pastor Stuart Smith. And Pastor Stuart Smith, why do you think we need to put on a summit like this?
Well, I think, you know, when we look in our country today and we have a lot of fatherlessness, you know, young men being born, not ever knowing who their father is, this a young man needs to know who his father is. He needs that connection. He needs to have, like, Jacob, when he blessed his sons, his 12 sons, he told them who they were. That's the father's blessing. And a lot of young men never get to hear from their father who they are to speak a future and a hope into their lives. So that's what we're doing. I mean, there's a lot of grown men walking around that never had that. So we want to reach out to them who are walking around broken, hurt, confused, angry at the world, and a lot of times repeating some of the same patterns and habits that their dad did, you know, going out, making babies. You know, it's you know, when you turn 21, age doesn't come with, I mean, maturity doesn't come with age. It comes with the acceptance of responsibility. Being born male is a matter of birth, but being a man is a matter of choice. Mm-hmm. So we want to speak into our brothers' lives, man, and try to encourage them, equip them. Hey, you can turn this around. You can have that relationship with your children, and you don't have to continue the pattern that your father did.
Absolutely. And when I'm doing workshops, the Father Matters workshops, and I always share with these guys, I said, we're dealing with grown men who are still dealing with little boy issues.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and they're broken and they're walking around, and we are slowly becoming a society without the father. Mm. It is being very, very profitable to have the father, the male, removed from the home.
Yeah.
People don't like to hear it, but, brother, it's true.
Yes, it is.
You know, and then I share a lot with people that we have this generational divorce going on. Mm. You know, the men with the silver hair has the wisdom. They done been through it, man. They done bumped their elbows, bumped their knees. But these 20-somethings, these 30-somethings, walking around like, I know everything. Right. But at the same time, that divorce, so the younger men are afraid to talk to the older men, and the older men sitting back waiting to be asked the question. And we've got to, that's what I'm loving about this conference, because I know you're going to have all backgrounds, all age group. Men are hungry, man, and their hearts are heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this is, I love this because you've given them so many different ways to connect. It's not going to be just talking. Like, you're going to have flag football, roundtable discussion, basketball tournament, slam dunk contest, lunch. And it is just powerful, and it is so needed.
Yeah, yeah. Real quick, that slam dunk contest, my man Kenny Dobbs, D-O-B-B-S, check that brother out on YouTube. I mean, he's won slam dunk contests at the NBA level. One dunk that he does, he lines up three guys underneath the basket, and he lines up at the top of the key, man, and runs blindfolded and leaps over three guys, takes the ball from his left hand under his leg into his right hand and slam dunk. That brother's phenomenal. And I met him. We on Thursday nights, we're doing an open gym just to reach men.
Okay.
And this guy showed up one
night.
Right
now you're doing that?
We stopped right now because our focus is on this.
Getting ready for the conference.
And a lot of the young guys that were coming are involved in their high school team.
Okay.
So they're practicing on Thursday night. But one night, Kenny Dobbs shows up, and I introduced myself. I said, hey, man, I'm Stuart. When I'm with guys, I don't put on any airs. I'm Pastor Stuart or what. I'm just Stuart, man.
Right.
You know, when I was born, they named me Stuart. Yeah. So I don't have to worry about titles. I know who I am in Christ. And I went up to him. I said, hey, man, I'm Stuart. He said, I'm Kenny Dobbs. I said, how did you find out about my little open gym on Thursday night? He said, man, it's all on Facebook. And so that night, we had a whole East Coast, West Coast thing. It was a bunch of brothers from New York, brothers from L.A., and the game that night was above the rim and up and down at a pace that I couldn't keep up with.
Right.
So I just watched. You know, when you get to be my age, that wisdom, that gray hair, you know when it's time to just watch.
No time to watch. Well, you can get the same results, but just a little bit slower there.
Right, right, right.
And that's what the young generation need to hear. Take your time.
Take your time and get there.
I'm mentoring this young brother right now, 23 years old, and he's trying to get what a lot of us are taking 15, 20, 30 years to get, and they're making it so easy these days.
Right.
Pastor Stuart, like, just what my grandfather would have to save for, now they can get a piece of plastic, swipe it across.
And that instant gratification.
You see what I mean?
Right.
And it's just so powerful for that. And I was telling him about this conference. It's the Men's Summit, Friday, March 4th and Saturday, March 5th. It's going to be at Challenger School in Glendale, Arizona. What is that phone number one more time, Pastor Stuart?
The phone number is 623 435 2,000.
Mm-hmm. And it's $15 if they pay at the door.
Right.
Or they can order their tickets in advance, because we get a lot of women who say this is something that they may want to get for their husbands
for
or boyfriends
husband,
or
sure.
son. How can they
sure.
register online?
Online, you can go to www.eventbrite.com. Search for March Through the Madness. And it's $15 what we charge, but that yeah. site charges another service fee of like $1.82, I believe.
Yeah, and I tell you, Father, when I shared with the staff that, you know, you wanted us to be a part of it, I was excited. And you know, Father Matters is a part of this, the Man Factor, Man in the Mirror. Share a little bit about Man Factor.
Man Factor is run by my good friend Derek Williamson. That's out of Living Word Church in Mesa. Again, we wanted to connect with as many churches from around the valley as we could, so that way
yes.
men come that day that maybe aren't plugged into church, maybe aren't even plugged into Christ. We want to be able to say, hey, you know, if you live in Mesa, here's a church. Or
yeah.
if you live in Tempe, here's
Queen
a church.
Queen Creek.
Yeah.
Tucson.
This
is going to be a statewide
right.
event.
It, exactly.
You
exactly.
know, and it starts Friday night at 6 p.m., picks back up Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah, so Saturday morning is going to be the creme de la creme.
Tell me a little bit about that. I got about a good two minutes.
Well, what's happening then is we want to get a number of car clubs. We want to have some car clubs come out. We want to have some motorcycle clubs come out. Hey, if Hell's Angels wants to come out, we invite them out too. They need the gospel. You know, that's the thing Paul said. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it's power. So. Again, there'll be people there that don't know God, that may act not in a church type way. So that's cool with me. I'm cool with that.
I didn't mean to cut you off, brother, but it just hit me in my heart. What's the results you want out of this by the close of March 5th?
By the close of March 5th, at the end of the day, we want to see men just have a new love for God, man, a new love for God. We want to see men come to Christ. We want to see men that are already in Christ get busy, you know, start doing something. As a matter of fact, our church theme this year is do something, you know, serve, do something. Just don't be a church goer. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people are just church goers and they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. So we want people to start getting involved and be disciples, you know, be disciples. You know, Jesus said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. So that's our intent.
And Pastor Stewart, I shared with you earlier, we got listeners all over the country, man. Right now, there's that father right now who hasn't seen his kids in a month or two or a year, just going through the struggle. Minister to that brother real quick, man.
Well, what I would say to that brother is, hey, man, I feel you. I know what it's like to be distant and disconnected from your father. Because a lot of times, you know, we talk about the absenteeism of the father. There's another truth is a man can be in the house and be the father and be absent.
Yes.
He can be absent in the house.
Right.
Even though he's there and just not have a relationship because he didn't have a relationship with his father. So it's not always that they're physically not there, but they can be physically there and also be absent.
And there's people struggling with their marriage right now. There's people, there's a wife right now listening. There's a mom that's listening who needs someone to say something to her son.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, be encouraged. That day we're also going to have a marriage ministry there that, again, we want to have all types of resources so that day men that need help can get help, man. I mean, from Celebrate Recovery to the NAME Marriage Ministry to Crown Financial, we just want to help men. We're going to have some doctors there for, you know, talk about prostate health and getting exams and things like that. Because a lot of times especially us in our culture, we don't go to doctor, man.
So one more time, where can our listeners go to get in touch with the conference, March Through the Madness, Facebook, phone numbers, websites? How can they get in touch with this?
Yeah, they can go to phone number 623-435-2000. Website, higherpraise1church.org. They can go to event, EVENT, Bright, BRITE.com, and search for March Through the Madness.
I'll see you March 4th. I'll also see you March 5th. Pastor
Absolutely,
Stewart.
Absolutely, brother.
Thank you for coming out. I really appreciate this.
Hey, man, enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.